every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, this is interesting. Looking out my window here, Studio Grafton Street, corner Hartley Street, looking at the people walking in and walking out of the convention centre, it's as busy today as it was every day of last week. It's incredible how just at the last minute everyone's, oh, we're going to go and get our booster shot, we're going to get our second shot or whatever. First shot, I guess, for some people. But it's encouraging, given the fact that we've been desperate to get up to that, well, 90%. Double jab mark. So that's really good, and it's happening again today. We've had people going in there without a booking. A walk-in's fine, but they say you're much better off making an appointment. Then you don't have to get on the queue. So please keep that in mind. Now, here's what it says in the Cairns Post today. More than a million COVID-19 vaccine booster shots, a million of them, more than a million, will be available to Queenslanders before Saturday. Before Christmas Day, as new data reveals, there are so far no patients in intensive care units with the Omicron strain right across the nation of Australia. 25 million people, not one of the Omicrons, is in intensive care. It comes ahead of an emergency national cabinet meeting with the Prime Minister urging a shift from mandates to personal responsibility. We know all about that. But I'm going to get the local angle now. Kelly Pollock's on the line. Kelly, COVID-19 Vaccine Program Director at our Cairns Hospital. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I'm looking at the convention centre. They're flat out again today.
We've been flat out for the last week and a half, which is fantastic.
Why did everyone leave it so late? Have you got an opinion?
Look, I think, you know, just in true North Queensland style, we tend to be a little bit more relaxed. We leave things to the last minute. People are still doing their Christmas shopping and people are still coming forth for a vaccine.
I know. How did you, let's face it, at the very start of last week, last Monday week, were you ready for this inundation of human beings?
We, look, to be 100% honest, we probably weren't as ready as we thought we were. Mm. However, we have surged our staffing capacity up and we are ready and we are able to meet the current demand. We did increase, just for your knowledge, last week we administered nearly 10,000 vaccines across our health service, which is over 2,500 more than the previous week.
Hell, that is incredible. Are some of your workers becoming exhausted?
Myself, yes. No, we are. And for that reason, we are closing down over the Christmas break. Our staff have been administering these vaccines non-stop since February. Mm. We are getting tired, I think we all deserve a little bit of Christmas to spend with our family. So we will be closing the Cairns Convention Centre at 3:30 on Christmas Eve. Yeah. We will open up over the 30th and 31st of December, and then we'll close again and reopen 7 days a week from the 4th of January.
Hang on, 4th of January, back in business. Every day?
Every day, 7 days a week.
Okay, don't go away. Let's get back to this coverage today. The significance of this announcement, a million booster shots available to Queenslanders before Saturday. What's the significance of that to us up here? What sort of demand are we seeing for booster shots up here in Cairns?
We're seeing a huge demand for booster shots here, particularly with the announcement last week that the boosters were being able to be brought forward. So 6 months, we can now administer the boosters at 5 months. So that increased our demand. We have already, within the Cairns and Hinterland Hospital Health Service, administered over 12,000 vaccines. Mm. So there is a demand for it. However, we are still seeing first doses come through the door. We're averaging around 200 first doses every day across the health service.
You haven't looked at the percentages the last few days, I suppose. We're getting to our 90% double jabbed figure for Queensland.
I sure have. For us locally, we are sitting at 91% of the population receiving at least one vaccine.
Yeah.
And we are sitting at 84% fully vaccinated. So we can predict that in 3 weeks' time, we will be sitting at the 90% mark fully vaccinated.
Great. Now, don't go away. Just one final question. Some of those more remote town or remote communities, they seem to have picked up, found an enthusiasm for the jab in the last 2 or 3 weeks. The figures have really improved.
Absolutely. So some of our rural and remote areas, we have been really trying to concentrate in improving the accessibility of the vaccine out there. Our co-founders with the Royal Flying Doctors, they've increased their visits out to, for example, Georgetown and Croydon from monthly to fortnightly and even some weekly visits. So that has really increased uptake out there. And we've also been sending our mobile clinics further afield than just the Cairns area to try and boost those numbers in some of those areas that have been lagging behind.
Now, once again, let's just go back to tomorrow and Friday. What time do you close?
Tomorrow, we are opened 8 till 7 at the Convention Centre, same as today. On Friday, being Christmas Eve, we will close at 3.30.
3.30 Friday. Then you reopen again on tomorrow week, Thursday, the 30th. Is that right, for 2 days?
We will open for 2 days on the 30th and 31st of December, being 8 till 3pm.
8 till 3. Then you're open again for business from the 4th of January.
Correct. And we'll open 7 days a week.
Excellent. We'll be back in business again. Kelly, you've been wonderful. Leading up to today, this has just been so important to get that information out there, and you're always available to have a yarn about these matters, and you've been terrific. Thank you.
No worries. And thank you for the community for rolling up your sleeve. We really do appreciate it.
Kelly Pollock, she's the COVID-19 Vaccine Program Director at our Cairns Hospital. It's 10:40.